In a move blasted by human rights groups, Thailand has forcibly deported 4,500 ethnic Hmong refugees back to Laos. The United Nations and the Obama administration criticized the mass deportation of the Hmong who aided the American military during the Vietnam War and now fear persecution from the communist-led Laotian government. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the mass deportation took place in late December from a military-run camp in northern Thailand. The Hmong refugees were put in trucks and driven across the border to Laos and handed over to government authorities. Ethnic Hmong returnees feel vulnerable since Hmong insurgents are still fighting the Laotian government in remote mountainous areas. Many of the Hmong had sought formal refugee status out of fear of persecution in Laos. But this fact was ignored by Thai authorities who have never signed the 1951 United Nations Convention on Refugees. In the past, Thai officials have been accused of mistreating people along the border who were fleeing the brutal military junta in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. A separate group of 158 ethnic Hmong who were given UN refugee status were also deported to Laos. The United States and other countries have agreed to resettle these refugees, with the Laotian government agreeing to cooperate. State environmental inspectors have become overwhelmed monitoring a surge in natural gas drilling, as reported by the investigative news service ProPublica. With advances in new technology, like hydraulic fracturing, estimates of known natural gas reserves in the United States have risen 35% since 2007. Existing reserves of natural gas are expected to satisfy energy demand for the next 100 years. Increasing new drilling has also raised a number of environmental concerns, especially along the Marcellus Shale, which stretches from West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York. Not enough inspectors have been hired to keep track of the expanded drilling activity. Jim Baca, who worked in the Clinton administration for the Federal Bureau of Land Management, remarked, "Not having eyeballs on the ground is horrendous. If you don't enforce the law, the industry will do whatever they think they can get away with." In Texas, the state with the most oil and gas wells, each inspector is responsible for 3,300 wells. A 2007 report by the Texas Auditor found half of the state wells had not been inspected between 2001 and 2006. The Texas Railroad Commission, which oversees the inspections, says it is not possible to inspect each well every year with current resources. Growing numbers of renters in major cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles have become the latest victims of the mortgage crisis. The foreclosure wave has now reached thousands of multifamily housing complexes owned by real estate speculators, resulting in deteriorating living conditions. A year ago, Ocelot Capital Group defaulted on a series of rental buildings in the Bronx, which were cited for thousands of Class C housing code violations. New York courts have now appointed a receiver to manage the housing complexes. Housing conditions became more dangerous, with vandals breaking into buildings and plumbing yanked out and sold as scrap metal. According to the Washington Post, the foreclosure of multi-unit rental buildings has skyrocketed in the last year. In the Washington, D.C. area alone, 475 multifamily rental complexes were foreclosed in the first 9 months of 2009, exceeding the entire number for 2008. A study by Deutsche Bank found loan performance for multifamily rental buildings was declining at a rapid rate. An estimated 65% to 75% of owners of multifamily buildings would not qualify for refinancing at current mortgage rates. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.